Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music that gets made fun of that they enjoy. I'm Tom Takkar, joined, as always, by Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you?
It's a true honor to be here. Wow.
Should we address the elephant in the room? Third episode of the day.
We've done three today.
We may be bonkers now. We may have lost our minds. This may be the last episode of the podcast.
Oh, wow. No.
Today, our guest... Luke Moniz,
hey,
one
guys.
Of our faves.
Well, it's good to be here on the podcast where you guys lose it.
Yeah, yeah. We lost it a long time ago.
Luke, yeah. Former guest.
Yeah,
famously,
former guest.
Check out his Everclear episode.
Yes.
That's right, Ardalexakis.
Yes, we...
We talked about him earlier today.
Oh, really? On what grounds?
Shane Torres saw him at a coffee shop.
At a Target. Which
oh, a Target.
Weird, because
That's
you
right.
saw him at a grocery
at
store.
At a grocery store.
The man loves shopping.
I think he loves shopping. I think he loves the wholesale environment.
He's capitalist through and through.
Yeah. Never mistake that about Ardalexakis. I bet anyone who lives in Portland long enough is going to see him. And Shane lived in Portland for a good long time.
Yep. Yes, he did. So yes. We were trying to figure out what to do for your second episode.
Right.
Hopefully
That's right.
second of many.
I hope this goes well.
Well, it will depend on that.
Oh, Jesus.
Some of the stuff you pitched. James Taylor.
Yeah. So,
right.
Well, so what's the problem with James Taylor before we get into who
so,
we did pick?
I don't know if you guys have heard the podcast before or know the concept at all or give a shit about the work that Tommy and I go into.
Yeah, go ahead.
Our life's work.
Yeah, sorry.
And the guff that we get on Facebook when we post something like a James Taylor and people go, why would anybody need to defend James Taylor?
Who's mad at him besides Carly Simon?
People do not like it.
Right.
He's a celebrated musician, big hog from what I understand.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've heard he's got a big old crank on him.
I bet he does. He looks like he does.
He's tall,
he's
which
a tall
always
guy.
Helps.
Hey now.
But Luke is very tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know that.
And supports Jeffrey Tambor, apparently.
Does James Taylor support Jeffrey Tambor?
No, he goes, hey now.
He doesn't hate now.
That's, yeah. Oh, I guess we can't hey now. Please redact my hey now.
You made us start over
yeah,
again.
This is actually the third. I've said hey now so many times. We just keep on
And we were trying to come up with other pitches. One of the ones you pitched was the song Happy Birthday.
Yes.
That would
yes.
be funny.
What an hour that could be.
Spend an hour talking about
no, you know, so it would be great because it would be the third episode of the day for you guys, and we'd be talking about Happy Birthday. By the end, you would both be leaving in straight jackets, and the podcast would, by maritime law, become mine. It's true. It's
oh, boy.
But we settled on Ed Sheeran.
That's yes. right. Big Red.
That's what they call him.
And the good thing about this is that fans of Ed Sheeran wouldn't be upset if we didn't know that much about him.
No. And we wouldn't be the types to come up with the guest, come up with the artist moments before we hit record.
No. That's not my style. I've been preparing for this. And I actually do, I do like some of his music. A lot of it. I like his music.
So I want to say.
No. Let me
say that again. I like Ed Sheeran.
All right.
Yes. No, I really like Ed Sheeran.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I said some.
Why don't you do a podcast about it?
Watch me. Here we go. Everyone start listening now.
So I don't know much Ed Sheeran solo stuff. Mm-hmm. I think because I don't, it's weird with he's like the most popular artist in the world right now. One of them. I mean, not
yeah,
the
he's
most,
big.
But he's up there.
I think he's like two or three on Spotify's artists.
And he had like, I think the number one YouTube video of all time or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, by views. So, but I think just because.
Besides Despacito.
Yes.
Despacito and then him.
Yes, Cameron Despacito.
God damn it. I was going to say side bullet, and I was like, felt he was too excited.
But I feel like I haven't heard that many of his songs. I think that's just the way our fragmented culture is today.
Well, yeah. That's because you guys live in a bubble.
Yes.
And
I don't.
An Ed Sheeran-less bubble.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm in the Sheeran bubble, and I'm here. I hear his solo stuff. I hear all, because he's, I think a lot of famous artists, like, Eminem and Taylor Swift. People request him to do the hooks.
So I sure. basically only know him through Taylor Swift.
Right.
Really?
So
yeah.
And,
friend
opens.
Of a friend.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. We all met at the firehouse she lives at, or wherever she lived.
Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, oh, excuse me. But she did. It wasn't her apartment in New York like a big firehouse or something?
What is a firehouse?
You might be thinking of a Dalmatian.
Oh, you mean like a fire like. A fire station. Yeah.
I always thought that was weird. The firefighters live in a firehouse. It's like, guys, isn't that the opposite of where you live? No. But I digress.
He actually got his start opening. But he obviously, like, he was blowing up on YouTube, and then she took him on tour in like 2011,
right.
And he was her opener, and that's how he kind of got his little start.
So I want to play the main Ed Sheeran musical thing I know.
I can't believe that, but please.
Which is his rap verse, which it's the only way you can describe it, on the Taylor Swift song Endgame. So I'm going to play that right now. We're only going to play his part. And have you heard this?
Tommy, take it away.
Okay.
I have heard it.
Tom, have you heard this?
I am not sure.
All right, let's listen to it right now. Endgame. When I was young, we connected when we were little bit older, both sprung. I got issues and chips on both of my shoulders. Reputation precedes me. Rumors I'm knee deep. The truth is it's easier to ignore it. Believe me, even when we'd argue, we'd not do it for long. And you understand the good and bad end up in the song. For all your beautiful traits and the way you do it with these. For all my flaws, paranoia and insecurities. I've made mistakes and made some choices that's hard to deny. After the storm, something was born on the 4th of July. I passed days of the fun. This end game is the one before.
Damn. 16 bars, right?
Damn.
Maybe 32. Maybe
he
64
killed that
bars.
Shit.
Dude, he did. You know, he's got
smoked them.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a pump up song.
It is. He's
not
very
bad.
Out of place in the video because it's like Taylor Swift being hot as hell, and then Future looking really cool,
totally.
And then Ed Sheeran just comes and rapping.
Watch
like, oh my God.
Your tread lightly, my friend. I don't know if you've seen the internet lately. Ed Sheeran's hot now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big Twitter topic.
He's got tattoos.
Yeah, he's covered in tattoos, which it's, you know, they're very like, I just think you said he's out of place in the Taylor Swift video. He kind of looks out of place all the time.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Sure.
He's just a strange looking guy.
For like the sort of music he makes, he doesn't look like what you would think he would look like. Because he's like makes very sexy music,
extremely sexy.
So sexy.
We all got rock hard listening
just
to that rap verse. Yeah,
let me play
just
the other song he's on with Taylor Swift, and then I'll give up the ox. But this is, of course, Everything Has Changed.
Yes, which it's actually a song that I like a lot, and that Alyssa and I like. It has
Alyssa Lynn Paris.
Alyssa, my girlfriend, name drop.
Past guest.
Oh, is she a past guest?
Yes.
She did Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So
Great episode.
She loves this
one
song.
One of the best.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
She saw Kenny Chesney at a Walmart. Hooked up with him.
Yeah, true.
I bet.
And what was your episode again?
It was Ardalk Saucus. He's got, I think he bleaches his hair.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. This song, dude.
This is another Taylor.
This is from Red.
This morning when I woke, is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel bad.
Tommy just tricking us into listening to Taylor again.
She sings a whole verse and then he comes in soon. I would say he comes in like 30 seconds. I would keep rolling. It's good context.
He comes in 30 seconds?
Yeah. Doesn't
he?
Oh, man. Looks like he
gotta think about baseball.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He lasts that long. My man. If your girl don't come in one pump, she a bitch.
Yeah, here he is. See the harmony. It's a great harmony. Everything has changed. Here we go. And here we go.
No more
walls. Here we go. Tall painted blue.
I'll take him down, and open up the door for you. And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up the last time.
She says stomach is butterflies, then has to clarify.
the beautiful kind.
Yeah. Not the ugly.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran looking butterflies.
Yeah. I think you'll have to clarify that on the song. People are going to think you mean like moths. Yeah. I have moths for Ed Sheeran when I watch him. No, but what I think is really interesting about that song is that Ed Sheeran only has four bars in his verse.
That's the only solo.
The only solo. I think that's all he gets.
Here we go.
Right.
I mean, they harmonize, but that's the only solo. Yeah, that's it. I'm 99% sure. Which is crazy because it's a great song, and it's kind of like a real, like, if I was in high school when that song came out, I would be fucking thinking about crushes to that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Just like driving. I shouldn't be driving, you know.
And you're in high school now.
And I am. Yes. I'm actually going back in a sort of Billy Madison type situation.
Right, except for where you have to do the full time.
Right.
And because you didn't graduate from high school.
Exactly. It's going to take a couple of years. And we're looking forward to it. But I have Ed Sheeran.
I'm doing this Billy Madison thing where I didn't graduate high school and I'm getting a GRE. It's like the movie.
just like the movie. I think the reason there's a couple of reasons I think people come at him a lot. I think the first reason is like early Bieber, like so many like pop male pop artists, he's a little bubblegum for a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. You guys are macho and you don't you hear Ed Sheeran and it makes you guys insecure. I think that's
the thing is,
like
the only music I listen to is Macho Man Randy Savage in beef jerky commercials. Mm-hmm. Right. He's like, snap into a Slim Jim. That's music to my ears.
You auto tune that?
And I that's enough.
You just like it?
That's no, auto tune's soft.
Yeah, it is soft.
I lift weights to that, and that's the one of the five ways I listen to music. The other four are bench press, squat,
leg day.
So I think people don't like his bubblegumness.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is when he tries to be tough, you know, he'll try to rap, he'll try to like make a sort of more electronic like club song. I think people think it's inauthentic. So he can't really win. And I think he's trying.
Sure.
But he makes fucking I think he writes all his own songs and he makes very appealing. And he's written a lot of songs for people. Mm-hmm. He wrote Love Yourself for Justin Bieber.
Sure. And that's a good song.
He also wrote, it's a great song.
Love Yourself might be my favorite Bieber song.
Well, it's a Sheeran song. I think he wrote a big Rihanna song, too. You might want to look that up.
He wrote that one about sex and smelling.
He didn't write Work, right? No way it's that.
That would be very funny.
He wrote a big Rihanna song.
I think I can probably find it. I'm on his wiki right now.
But yeah, so I think he gets a bad rap. I think the reason I respect him above all, he makes catchy tunes, but I think he's like a very talented music creator. And it's hard to, and he has like a real thumb on the pulse of like what the populace wants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He definitely, it's like one of those things where he missed me. Like if I were the age that we're talking about, like, if I was in high school, I think you're right, where I would have been super into this shit. But because I'm just too goddamn old, I'm dying.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Jesus. Oh, I didn't tell you guys that?
Yeah, I think you told me. I forgot. Well, you know what it is? I think it's like there were a lot of guys, like, when I was growing up, like, who I feel like he's just them, but he's way more multi-talented. And, like, he's like Rob Thomas on steroids.
Ah.
That's interesting. I see that so much now that you say it.
Yeah.
Shit. And he's like, I could see that for sure.
Like, there's a lot of NBA players who, like, had a good particular skill in, like, the 2000s or 90s. And, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo is sort of, like, the amalgamation of all of them, but way more talented.
And you think that's Ed Sheeran, too? Jason Mraz, maybe?
1,000%.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was thinking.
Jason Mraz is right up there. Mr. A to Z.
Yeah, man. 1,000%. Jason, he's a great example. Or even like...
I want to talk about Mr. E to D.
I have a problem.
Erectile dysfunction. Yeah.
That's what you're
dying
of.
We're brought to you by Blue Chew today.
Tom's going to be the first guy to die of erectile dysfunction.
I just pulled on it too hard to make it worse.
Yeah.
Do you know that Ed Sheeran has a name for his fans?
I'm going to guess they're the... Ed Heads?
I was about to say Ed Heads.
That was
going to
be your guess also?
Yeah.
It's from the last name.
She Rans. Like for girls?
She fans?
She fans.
Cheerios.
Oh, Cheerios. We would have gotten there for sure. I think we would have gotten there. It would have taken a couple hours.
I don't know that I would have. Yeah, I think you give us 3 hours.
Some graph paper. give me one of those big calculators. A TI-84. I would have figured that out.
I'm looking at Ed Sheeran facts. He made a Twitter for his cat.
Yeah, now how do you feel?
Piece of shit. Stole my bit.
Yeah, that is Tom's bit.
Oh, that's your bit? That's a good bit.
This is why. So he was famously cameoed on Game of Thrones. Were you a watcher of the show?
I was a watcher of the show, and honestly, I felt that Ed Sheeran's... I say this again, as a fan of Ed Sheeran, I felt that his cameo was the death knell of the show.
Wow.
Damn. I felt it was the first time the show showed that they could like make that kind of mistake. Because it's like, it's one thing to like, here's what I support, a celebrity cameo in a TV show like that, just put Ed Sheeran sort of obliquely in the background, mm-hmm. and then like later on Twitter someone could be like, that's Ed Sheeran, and then his reps like confirm it to the Daily Mail, like Ed had fun on set that
yes.
day. But they had to have they opened a scene with him singing for like 30 seconds and then later someone referenced his character
dying. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. So I've never watched the show. I did not know that's how they did it.
It was like
that's brutal.
It was a wink to the camera that was like 8 hours long.
That's really funny. It'd be so funny if like, because they do that with Star Wars a lot, where they're like, oh, yeah. John Legend was actually one of the, was the Death Star. Yeah. Like,
that's so true. Yeah, it's like Stephen Colbert was the sand.
Yeah. But it's like usually one of like the troopers or whatever who has a mask on, so you don't even know. It'd be so funny if they just had them sing for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was a
singing Death Star.
Weird that that stormtrooper was singing We Are Ordinary People.
All right, I've got three weird-ass facts I'm going to read you guys.
Oh, let's judge them on how weird they are.
Here's one. He melted part of his foot in Iceland after slipping on a mountain geyser. Ouch. The skin took months to heal and wasn't an attractive sight. Not exactly the 25th birthday present we had in mind.
I got to say, he looks like a guy who would have a melted foot. He does have that face to him.
Yeah, he was born with a melted foot.
when he says in Endgame, reputation precedes me, that's what he's talking about.
You're looking at me, I bet this guy has at least one melted appendage.
But what does that mean? Because is a geyser hot?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird that it was in Iceland, too.
He toyed with...
trippy. I don't believe it.
He toyed with going by the name Redward.
I think he would have been bigger.
Redward?
Redward.
Oh, I hate that so much.
I mean, that's tough. I wouldn't have... I'm glad he made the right decision.
Yes.
I think someone talked him out of that, for sure.
And then here's the last interesting one. A fan once baked him a cake full of hair.
Ah.
Ew. I gotta tell you. I'd be like, I'm trying to watch my weight if you give me a cake full of hair. You.
That's some Midsummer shit right there. That's crazy. Isn't that what happened in Midsummer? She made him a pube cake?
Yes. That did happen in Midsummer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. No. I want to.
I mean, it's not a spoiler.
Scary.
It's kind of a spoiler. But anyways.
Scary.
Yeah,
spoiler.
It's disturbing. Yeah, you don't let me say. It's very disturbing. I don't know if it's scary.
He says his quote about it is: "Someone cooked it in a cake, a big clump of hair. Don't ask me how I found it out. ... I tried to eat it."
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Don't ask me.
You didn't have to. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Don't ask Redward how he ate the hair cake.
I was half expecting her to track me down and be like, "I'm inside you now." Be proper stalkerish.
It's funny that he made it creepier than she did.
He inferred so much creepiness. All she wanted to do is give you a clump of her hair in some baking.
I bet that it wasn't even on purpose.
Yeah.
He's just like stretching the strand.
She was just making
one strand
of
hair.
Just made a cake in the shower, and that's what happened. You know how your girl's hair always ends up in the cake.
She got that oven in the shower.
Yeah. Class. That's London right there. Let me tell you.
These blokes.
Yeah. That's
bloke asses.
Let's play another song.
Yeah, let's hear. Is there a song you would like to hear?
Let's play the big one.
Shape of You.
Shape of You.
Okay.
Oh, well, Shape of You, and then the Thinking Out Loud. I would do either one. Whatever the listener wants. Can we? Oh, it sounds like people want Shape of You.
Okay, let's hear some of Shape of You.
I do know this song.
I think you'll probably know a lot of these songs. Yeah. They're like,
yeah, dude.
Just one of, they're those songs that you hear constantly. The best place to find the lovers at the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead.
I'm in love with the shape
of you. All right. I had no idea that was Ed Sheeran.
Really?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
That's so disturbing to
me.
But
I've heard this song a million times.
Right. Of course. But I think you'd find that about, like, I bet we don't have to, but if you played like 5 Ed Sheeran songs, like the first 30 seconds of them, you would know all of them.
Let's test it out.
Let's go through his thing. So the first one that shows up, I think this might be one of those where his top 5 aren't actually his top 5 because he like put some shit out or something.
Yeah. He puts stuff out. He's prolific.
Oh, yeah. He has a single out right now. That's what the first one is. So let's hear Beautiful People.
The Beautiful People. The Beautiful People.
Yes.
You heard this?
I don't know if I know this one.
This is, there's a lot going on in this song.
Let me skip forward here. This does sound familiar. Let's leave the party. That's not who we are. Oh, yeah.
We are not beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, let me play I Don't Care with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you've heard this. No?
This has almost a billion listens.
None of them are me.
I don't think I know this one.
All right, well, you guys are deranged if you've ever heard these songs. It's not like I'm seeking it out.
This sounds familiar.
Now, this I have not heard.
This is the new release.
Okay. Okay, so...
Oh, we know this one, I think. Put It All on Me.
Yeah. And then there's like Thinking Out Loud. That's
right,
like,
right. Let's go ahead and hear. Before we go to Thinking Out Loud. Before we go to Thinking Out Loud, actually, I want to point out something that I found that was a little strange about Shape of You.
Oh, yeah.
Is that he got sued. Okay.
Yes.
Songwriters Kevin Briggs, Candy Burris, and Tamika Tiny Cottle were added to the credits due to certain similarities between this song and the hit single they penned for TLC, No Scrubs. The similarity is in the
really?
Vocal melody.
Yeah.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. And they said, no, I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from
me. Can you play No Scrubs? Yeah, let's play No Scrubs. I didn't hear Shape of You.
I didn't hear it until I just saw those specific lyrics.
Go to the middle of No Scrubs.
Okay. Why do people always play this song when I walk into a room? I find that weird.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Oh, wait.
Okay, I think it's like, that's tough. I don't know.
I don't think, were I the judge?
The Shape of You.
Hold on.
Put your body on me.
Body on me.
Your love was handmade for somebody like.
There we go, man. Come on now, follow my lead. I don't buy a man. And then, yeah.
Want your love.
Oh, fuck.
Was handmade for. Yeah, so Ed, it's kind of like a Vanilla Ice situation. Except this one with Ed Sheeran, it's Cherry.
Well, this one isn't as bad as that.
Right.
That one's so.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's the word. I mean, that's like the most.
Remember that video of him?
Yeah. Where he's describing the difference.
It's ding, 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 ding. So, I don't know. I don't blame him for that. Although maybe you have, but a lot of music is different than like comedy, for example. Not that I'm defending Vanilla Ice here, but like that happens a lot, and like most of the time it gets resolved by sharing credit or like
Yeah.
People, I mean, obviously, like, sample and source stuff all the time. And
well,
songs,
there's, yeah, a big difference between, yeah, sampling. Course. I mean, you think about, like, Bittersweet Symphony and the Rolling Stones suing them. And
yeah.
That's a lot worse than this, which is just, like, it's a similar melody, but there are only so many melodies that you could cut, that a human being could come up with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, chord progressions the same way, where it's, like, there are only a few chord progressions will sound good, you know?
Exactly. So it's...
Well, there's that guy who made the, like, here's 80 songs, and then they, like, mashes them up.
In
and it's
the
fun.
Jungle. Yeah, like the
song.
Is that your other pitch for the episode?
I would definitely do that. Well, you know what would be an interesting podcast is doing the chord progression. Defending chord progression.
G, E minor, C, D or something. Yeah.
Yes.
you Zuckerberg me. Take it.
Okay, so I don't know, man. I think he's like...
Did you see yesterday?
Yes. And he's in it. He's got a big role. He plays himself.
How is he? How's his acting
chops?
He's
not a bad actor. You know, I think he's done enough cameo stuff to like... And he's been enough of a public figure for a time that I feel like he's like able to sort of seamlessly drop into it. He didn't seem out of place.
Is that movie bad?
I think that if you accept the premise and the structure of it as like ridiculous, then you can enjoy it. But I found it to be not a good movie.
Okay.
I think there should be a movie that's like you wake up one day and nobody has heard of the podcast Stand By Your Band.
Yes.
Whoa.
And you like you're like, oh, I have an idea.
Yeah.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
And people are, you can't talk about Bob Seger.
I feel like this should be a Patreon video.
We should make this movie.
Dude,
what if we spent like a month writing a 2-hour, like a 200-page script?
A movie that didn't do that well as is, and we ripped it
and
off.
It was The Beatles.
My flaw with the movie is that the Beatles, who I wanted to be in it, are not in it.
Oh,
and there are
I
Beatles
see.
Who are in it.
There are Beatles who are in it?
You
can spoil that
Can
part.
I spoil it?
You can spoil that there may be a Beatle in the
there
movie.
Is a depiction of a Beatle in the movie, and I thought it was...
Oh,
I was
I see.
Disappointed. Because
it's
Pete
Best.
It was something I just like... I thought that it didn't move the story forward that much, and I think that I would have rather seen... Who knows if these Beatles, who happen to not be dead, would have agreed to it.
Right.
Interesting. Yes.
You know what I mean? Although one of the live Beatles did carpool karaoke, so, you know, anything can happen.
That is true.
Paul McCartney. I watched it.
Has Ed Sheeran ever done carpool karaoke?
That would be something for your intern to look up.
And it is Robert De Niro from the movie The Intern. Is our intern.
Hey, I'm an intern.
How am I supposed to be an Irishman when I'm an intern?
Actually, canonically, it is the same character from The Intern becomes the Irishman.
Ed Sheeran did do carpool karaoke.
He did?
Says the intern.
I bet it's pretty good. You know, he's a guy who, like, he's very media savvy. And I think that's benefited him a lot because I think one of the reasons he's become such a force in the last decade is he's, like, so good at, like, he does a bunch of different shit. He's very much a, like... musician of the YouTube and Spotify era, you know.
He's a Lil Nas X type.
Yeah, yeah. He's everywhere.
Yes,
exactly. Lil Nas X. Right. Except Lil Nas X just does the same. I guess he doesn't. He's
Watch
got a couple
it.
Different songs.
No.
Has anyone defended him?
No, we talked about him yesterday a little though. It'll be on the one that comes out today. Let me see here. Let's hear. What was the other song you said? Thinking.
Thinking Out Loud.
Let's hear.
I'm sure Tommy's heard that, right?
Let's see.
I gotta hear it to know what I.
Just for the record, the cat just stuck its paw in my butt.
Oh, the cat! That's what he does.
Just for
he's
the record,
a butt pirate.
That is what just happened. Its paw's in my butt right now.
Come on! Oh shit! What
happened?
Shit. Oh no! It's just because of that chair. There's like
it's got
little open back. They claim those chairs.
Yeah, it went in my butt.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Of course I know this song. Did not know it was that year, but I didn't. I like this song. Yeah.
This is a good song.
This is a nice slow dance at a wedding song. Yeah. So if you're shitting on, if you're at home and you're shitting on Ed Sheeran for any reason, you don't like Ed Sheeran, you just listen to this, close your eyes, and think about All the Love That You've Lost.
Yeah, I haven't, like, hated any of these yet.
Well, I don't think he's really a hateable guy. I think you have to be really... Like, do you hate him, Tom?
I don't hate him, but I am not, like, a huge fan.
Of course. That's okay.
I do think that find hatred, him a little irritating. I don't know exactly what it is.
Well, let's break it down. What's
can
irritating?
I say something really quick before we go on to this?
Yeah.
The Rihanna thing is, just because I looked that up.
Yeah.
Is that Ed Sheeran wrote Shape of You for Rihanna, and she turned it down.
What a fool.
Yeah. And
the most foolish thing.
And now she's broke.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what do you find irritating about Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. I think it's that he's like, I think it's just the sexuality of him or something. I don't know.
You just can't take like, it.
I don't know why either. But
the
it's also like
about him is probably more irritating than he actually is.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's it. Having to hear about him all the time. I also don't like Shape of You, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. I like this
it.
Way more. I think it's the I think I just aged out of the club music vibe, and like that's a song that I know I would have heard at like a college bar, dance club, and like I have a specific affinity to songs like that because my ex fiance would grind on dudes to songs like that
in front of you.
Yes,
while you were fianced.
Right before we were yes, and while
you proposed while she was grinding on someone else.
Wow,
I know the timing is weird. Oh, her ass is on another guy, and I'm on my knee.
He gives you a big thumbs up.
Hey, good for you, buddy. Yeah. Rock hard.
Oh, hell yeah. You put the ring on his boner.
He's tearing up.
Yeah. Good thing I got this giant ring.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I think that might have something to do with it.
I will say with the discourse about his looks, I hate it on both sides.
Yes, I don't like... I agree. I don't think it's cool that to make fun of how he looks.
Or to say that he's sexy. I don't like either of them.
I just don't
exist.
Why does he have to be sexy, you know?
I'm an Ed Sheeran libertarian. I think both sides are radical.
Yep, yeah.
Well, he's gone. Yeah, you're definitely a moderate, and he's gone both. I feel like he's embraced the sexiness though a little bit, the sexy camp. I mean, he started taking his shirt off.
I mean, he took that famous photo shoot where he's got the shirt off. And
is that a famous photo shoot?
It's famous. Oh, well, that was famous.
Definitely famous on my computer.
But it's funny.
Wait, when did he take it?
It was
this was probably 5 months ago.
Yeah,
something
that was
like
big
that.
On Twitter, this picture.
Yeah,
of him
the picture of him shirtless, like on. I think it's like on a weight bench or something.
I think it's black and white or no?
I don't think it's black and white. I'm pretty sure it's not. And but I mean,
can I say this? I
maybe if you were on his the Patreon,
he's someone who's evolved his look, but he still embraces the mop top.
Yes. Well, that's kind of the problem with it is that he is like this. Like he talks about he kind of goes as an everyman.
Right.
But then he's also got this picture where he's got like abs and tattoos, and it's like, well, which one are you?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's stuck in a lot of worlds, you know. I'm
he's got
this
a
is
melted foot in both worlds.
Yeah. I'm just imagining his foot looks like a little candle.
That one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I'm doing the Ed Sheeran, so I've never seen this shirtless photo.
This was big, and somebody posted like, "Oh my god, Ed Sheeran got hot," and people roasted the fuck out of them.
Oh, I see.
And they would post pictures of like, you know,
he's dressed like he's wearing
a smashed tomato.
He's wearing tall black socks and like bowling shoes. He looks like an old man mid change at a gym locker room.
He also it looks like he has a black eye for some reason. Like, he got punched in the face for this, too. Like, if you look closely, doesn't that look like a black eye?
Yeah, dude, he's got a big bruise on
his
face.
Why does he have
that
a black eye?
That must be intentional.
Yeah,
he's got boxing tape on his face.
Oh, yeah, and he's got, like, a cut on his face. He's got to get a Band-Aid like Nelly. Come here, Pepe.
That's from the famous fight scene in Yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Where that guy punched him in the face.
He punches him out.
It's... I think something about him trying to be a badass is a little kooky.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a little disingenuous. But he didn't start that way.
As soon as we started talking about him, I was like, I don't know where this has come from. I don't know where my feelings about this have come from. I think it's probably unfair.
I think Bieber was allowed to grow a mustache and have a Jesus Christ. Bieber was allowed to grow a mustache and tattoos and have like and do whatever he
wanted.
Say the N-word, as we brought up on our right. Justin Bieber episode.
Did he say the N-word?
He did.
Well, it was either him or Tommy, and I can't remember.
I mixed the two up all the time. Wait, did he?
Yeah, he did say the N-word at one point.
Well, the other big like Ed Sheeran online thing was the picture of him next to Beyonce.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Where Beyonce looks like incredible, and he's just wearing a hoodie.
Right.
And everyone
Which
was like,
I got to say, people give so much guff about that. That is current fashion. It just is.
Yeah.
Like, for guys to be kind of dressed back like that, yeah. it's what fucking these, they're super expensive hoodies and
yeah.
shit.
It's
what $2,000. Yeah.
And it's our semi-formal wear.
I don't necessarily love it, but it's like, that is fucking fashion now, mm-hmm. so suck my dick,
oh.
all right? You pieces of
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
at me, you fashion pieces. No, it sucks that it's like, that's what it is, I guess. But
I mean, of course, Beyonce is going to look better than Ed Sheeran in any situation.
She looks better than everybody.
Right. In any situation. Yeah.
Who is she not going to look better? She certainly looks better than Jay-Z's broke ass.
Damn.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
He a 4-4-4 out of 10-10-10.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Dude, well, I just think yeah. also, like, yeah, like Bieber
was pretty
like,
good.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, we can end there because of that.
Callback. An episode that might be months apart.
That's the hard thing about logging episodes. We don't know what callbacks we can do.
I also like that you guys are just open about logging. Some podcasts, I feel like, don't.
We're a transparent podcast. We talk about the TV show Transparent.
Yes, exactly.
And you defend Jeffrey Tambor.
You love Jeffrey Tambor.
You said you like his off-screen work more than this.
Yes, you think the things he did in the during the filming of Arrested Development, those were good.
Didn't his cast defend him, the Arrested Development
Well, that was
only,
the thing.
No, it was like some of them did, but like, what's her name?
From Search Party,
Yeah,
Alia
Shawkat, and but no, the what's the mom's name? She's hilarious in the show. She like started
Jessica
crying.
Walter.
Yeah, she like got broke down about it because he was being such an asshole, and the guys on the cast looked so bad because they were like, "No, I think he's cool." Like,
yeah.
it was not good.
It was a bad look.
Yeah. So defend that.
All right.
So happy birthday.
No, but I do think the happy birthday podcast would be very, it would be interesting. We could get very theoretical with it.
Look, let's talk about Edge. I don't know. I mean, yes. Fine, we'll do a fucking happy birthday episode.
It just became public domain. It's important.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran's birthday is.
Vice put up an article called "So You Have Decided to Hate Ed Sheeran,
oh, yep. I like
A Guide for Americans."
Written by me.
His subtitled, "His Inoffensiveness is What Makes Him Offensive."
You know what? That actually might, that explains a lot of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, opening line, Ed Sheeran is the, and this is by, to give credit where credit is due, Joel Golby, who famously wrote the song No Scrubs for TLC.
It's just Ed Sheeran's ghostwriter.
Ed Sheeran is the world's biggest pop star, and he sucks.
Wow.
America is now waking up to the fact, because this weekend he won the Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance for Shape of You, but didn't even show up to collect his award, and then posted a cat picture on Instagram to celebrate his win.
Wow.
Tom, as a cat man, what do you think of that?
I appreciate that move. You got to respect your cats. You got to show them off to the world. But
the cat is the true trophy.
I do want to say that starting where they said he sucks, Vice is so cool. I love Vice.
Yeah.
Can
That's
we
bold,
admit,
dude.
Vice is like gritty.
It's
and
gritty
I appreciate
as hell.
That about Vice.
What award did he turn down? American Music Award?
It was a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal.
Well, the Grammy Award trophy never stuck its paw in my butt. Like Tom's cat just did.
Technically, that ass is my cat's now.
Oh,
anything that it puts its paws on.
So this article is kind of a back and forth. Where they're arguing so one person likes him, one person doesn't. But
sounds like
sounds like the podcast. Yeah.
Here's a detractor.
Yeah.
He doesn't even act famous, and it drives me absolutely fucking nuts.
What does that mean?
Doesn't mean shit. I hate that.
I'll elaborate.
No.
Give me your phone.
Yeah, break Tommy's phone, Luke.
All right. Every time I've seen footage of Sheeran playing live, he's always played with sort of an inverted stage presence, like a street performer who sings the words "thank you" when you drop them the money, instead of just saying nothing. This person's not coming off great.
Yeah, this sucks.
He is literally that kid from every town in the UK who got a loop pedal and beatboxes in the center of town every Saturday so he can pay his mom rent.
But that is what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that right?
I think that's how he got. He was like a street performer.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Shut up, then. What do you?
A busker.
A busker.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer a street performer.
Busker, yeah, but well, buskers are big in Ireland.
I prefer public nuisance. Get them off the street.
Wow, damn.
Play your music inside.
That's why you're running for city council.
That's right. I'm going to put a change to all these people performing on the streets and at the Austin airport.
When I was like 12, I did busk like half as a joke.
Oh, really?
Outside of the Panera.
What'd you
It'd
do?
It'd be so funny if you were standing in front of a homeless person. Yeah. I need the money.
Did you sing or what? Did you?
I had playing guitar and singing, and wow. I had my guitar case out in front of me. No one ever gave money, but
really,
is that true?
Yeah.
What kind of music would you play?
Probably just like Smashing Pumpkin songs, like whatever yeah. I was into at that time. You know, it was more just like a joke between me and my friends.
Uh-huh. That's nice to treat it like a joke. People performing for the.
I'm gonna give you one of those Ed Sheeran black eyes.
Oh my god!
You're gonna paint on a black eye?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. You know he's.
Don't do it. Sorry,
it's okay.
These cats, they think they own this place. They don't pay no goddamn rent.
They will soon.
I want them to go out and busk.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear another song.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. Wait, sorry. There's more.
Wait,
to this.
Here's a song. But there is. I'm looking at a worst songs of 2017 list, and Ed Sheeran comes in on this list with his song "Galway Girl." And it is.
It's about Galway.
I like that song.
It's not the cover. It's not. There's a classic song called Galway Girl.
Oh,
I guess it's an original.
I'm talking
we play
about
that?
The Sheeran.
Oh yeah, all right.
Let's play the Sheeran one. All right. So this is what Time Magazine says about it.
First, read me the review, and then let's play the song.
So yeah, here's the review, yes. And then we'll listen to the song. Sheeran's aggressive, posturing tribute to the Emerald Isle may have been shamrock, but listeners had no reason to feel lucky. Oh, shamrock. I just got it.
Yep. Yeah.
<It's good. laughs>
A lilting fiddle joins forces with Sheeran's halting flow to create a song whose calculatedness and awkward lumber from verse to chorus may depress tourism to Dublin for years to come. That's Time Magazine.
That's, wow. That's crazy. That's worse than when they made Person of the Year the Mirror.
When it was just you?
It was just
yeah.
you.
I liked it. I thought it was deep. It was like an episode of Black Mirror because both featured mirror-related subject matter. All right, let's hear Galway Girl.
It's a catchy song.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Oh, okay. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell.
I think a lot of the songs, a lot of the Ed Sheeran songs that are really popular are about him meeting a girl at a
yes.
bar, which is a very specific, because of course a lot of songs are about people meeting each other romantically, but a lot of his songs are like, we met at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
And that,
I'm fine with that. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting pattern.
You ever meet a girl at a bar? Exciting.
It's exciting. Thank you, Ed.
Wait, this is really funny. First of all, this is Shamrock.
Something
I
came up
with.
What an original take.
Tommy makes me edit out when
the time bags here. To make it sound like I came up. Okay. So Ed Sheeran had the name of the song inked on his arm, only realizing afterwards that the tattoo had a typo in it. And the misspelling was a result of a prank by Irish actress Saoirse Ronan. So wow. Here's what he says. When we were filming it, I meant to get a tattoo of her handwriting saying Galway Girl. He said, it actually looks like Galway Grill.
Wow. Thanks, Saoirse.
He seems like the sort of guy who would have misspelled tattoos.
Now, yeah. He says, full on, she really took the piss out of me with this one.
I mean, that's
this
a crazy
like a
prank.
Piss freak to me.
He's
Tommy's
a melted
always,
foot piss
Tommy's
freak.
Always asking British people to put the piss into him.
Dude, well, if can I just say, like, just I don't know if she gets a pass because she's Saoirse Ronan. I feel like if anyone I know did that to me and I told you guys, you would be like, that person's a sociopath.
Yeah, that's a bad person. That is truly insane. That's a person acting like a famous person, which is
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
That's crazy.
Well,
you
she's trying to teach
that.
Ed how to do it because apparently
yeah.
he doesn't do it enough.
He doesn't do
Tom
it.
Magazine.
This is a good prank. That is crazy. You can't do that.
Really, that's deeply unsettling, especially because it's not like most people getting a tattoo, they can get it misspelled. It wouldn't matter. People are looking at Ed Sheeran shirtless all the time.
That's true.
I think it's time for that little woman to grow up.
Damn.
See her in the film Little Women.
Out everywhere on Christmas.
Damn. That is quite crazy. Speaking of which, I have a tattoo I'd like you guys to put on your bodies.
What is it?
Just something misspelled. I don't know. I was going to do the same prank.
Yeah, I love it.
Mine was going to... fuck it. I don't know. It was going to say something funny. This is the third episode we recorded today.
did we go to Facebook on this? Or no?
Oh, I did post on Facebook. Oh, we haven't played Jared's voicemail yet, right?
Oh, nice.
I got a voicemail from Jared. Let's go to a regular segment of the show. Our friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson in Bloomington, Indiana, where the beautiful Comedy Attic is. He's our resident curmudgeon, and we do a little segment called They Went to Jared, where we hear his thoughts. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he really put the piss into our dog Sockus.
I think that's true. I think he might have put some piss in there.
Tommy knows what I'm talking about.
So let's hear Jared's thoughts on Ed Sheeran.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's He Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Ed Sheeran. You know, the majority of the time on this podcast, the artist or band in question is they're from a while ago-ish to where the guest is typically like, oh, I first heard them in eighth grade or whatever. And that makes sense because the first things that you love in anything, whether it be you know, sports or music or movies or whatever, kind of stay with you longer, and that makes sense. So unless your guest is a child, then this is a little bit more embarrassing than normal, because this is clearly music for children that I've never met an adult that I know of that would ever be interested in this dude. I just listened to a handful of songs. I mean, I honestly know what he looks like. I know he's got red hair, and I know that he's, I think, British or whatever. But I mean, this is just mindless. I mean, you can ignore it, which is a good sign. It's not like it's irritating to hear. You know, it's not like Cannibal Corpse or something where it's like not only does it suck, but it's also like irritating to hear. So you can just ignore it, and if that's what you want in your music experience, I mean, his voice isn't any better than anybody else's. The songs have the same amount of hooks as any other pop artist. You could very easily be spending your time listening to something like actually good. So anyway, all right, thanks.
What say you now, Luke Menez?
First of all, I just want to point out, I'm pretty sure, and we could correct the record here, but I'm pretty sure that when Jared called about Everclear, he gave an opposite explanation of why you shouldn't like Everclear. He was like, you know, just because you grew up with it doesn't mean you should like it. So it's like, let's get our facts straight. Let's get our story straight.
I think he's saying like, he's like, I get why.
No, I understand.
This one he's truly confounded by. Like, he's like, I don't know how this happened.
I mean, I don't
but
think
But we did establish earlier, Luke is in high school.
Right. So canonically, I'm in high school. What kind of music does he like?
Oh, Jared?
Yeah.
He loves, like, Avril and, like...
Does he? I'd like to know.
Trying to make Jared have a fucking aneurysm. Jared loves, like, have you heard Bare Naked Ladies?
Nice.
Because, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's the sort of shit that Jared loves.
Sublime.
No, yeah. Jared loves the Beatles. Like, you know, he.
Oh, cool.
He's one of those people who has.
He hated
the claim,
yesterday.
he has claimed that there's, like, no. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure he said like there's not really any modern great rock bands or anything. Like I think he once said that Foo Fighters is the last like actual like arena like good rock band, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he likes a lot of shit. I've said before he likes The National. Who's he gone to see? I think he likes Arcade Fire. Nice.
I think I heard he's all over the Comedy Attic.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of stuff that I've heard on the playlist besides stuff that I know that he likes.
Well, I was just curious, just so I could get a greater picture,
sure.
A grander picture.
He loves Everclear, and
so I mean,
I just think that that is it's really painting with a broad brush to say that he's for children. You know, I think there's plenty of people who really love him who are adults. I start crying.
I will say Galway Girl is awful.
How often are people's responses to his voicemail, "Well, what kind of music do you like?"
It's pretty rare. Most of the time, people just kind of ignore what he says and move on, and that makes him madder than anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, and it's ultimately, what are you going to do?
I will die for my right to defend his free speech. I don't agree with it, but I will fight for our country to ensure that he can say it.
That's my stance. Just going to go full libertarian. or whatever. Not libertarian, whatever it is. Free speech.
Luke, I feel like this really affected you, and I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I think that it's just, we shouldn't be, let's not be too cynical about our.
Maybe
about
let's go. Maybe Facebook will clean our palettes.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Jared, you broke Luke.
Yeah, broke me in half, man. What the hell? I thought he was. Does he ever call and it defends it?
Oh no! I mean, every once in a while he'll be like, "Actually, this is pretty good."
Yeah,
but
which I think he might have done for
generally. Everything. It's pretty negative. So let's go to Facebook. Another regular segment is where we go to Facebook.
One of my regular segments every day. Love that website. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Thanks for the green light.
Give me the green light. Let me support Facebook.
What's that?
That is a John Legend song. Yeah.
Another one.
John Legend. Green light? That's a good song.
That's a good song.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit.
Ready to go right now.
I know, that sounds familiar.
Give me the green light. That should be the song you play when you start to go on Facebook.
Because you gave us the green light.
Yeah.
All right, we should call you every time we're thinking about going to Facebook and see if we can get your clearance.
That's what I mean by Jared's free speech. He has the green light to say whatever he wants.
Wow. Green Light by Lorde. That's a great song.
Also a good song.
I love Lorde.
Has anyone defended Lorde? Beloved enough.
She's too beloved at this point.
She has very
still.
Few haters.
Yeah.
And she's a minor. I feel like you can't come on here and...
Is she still a minor?
I don't know.
That explains why Tommy was looking
over. That explains why the FBI was here.
There's going to be some real melodrama. You keep this up.
All right, so this is our regular segment. I posted on Facebook asking for Ed Sheeran thoughts. Like I said, this is the third one we've done today, so we have actually more people than I expected comment on this. Mike Carrazza, maker of our theme song, writes, "I think he's fine. Thinking Out Loud is a great song."
Thanks, Mike.
Did we listen to that one?
And thanks.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah,
they all
only listened to like three songs on this one.
Yeah. Don't remember.
Is that the one about the Scrubs?
Alex English writes, "He was in the first and last episode of Game of Thrones I've ever watched."
Oh, wow.
That's really more of a shot at Game of Thrones, Alex, than it is at Ed Sheeran, but carry on.
Sure.
But go ahead.
Carl Sonnenfeld writes three comments back-to-back.
Wow.
Truly unhinged behavior.
A lot of people are calling Carl a poor man's Luke Moniz. Now, how do you feel about that? And by a lot of people, I just thought of it.
we kind of look alike.
You're just both tall, I think.
He's got a nice... You know what I like? Carl's a great guy.
He's got a beautiful soul.
He's got a beautiful soul, and he's got a great... He's got a great timbre to his voice.
Mm. Yeah!
Hey, man. Kind of like that. I mean, that's made it sound too...
I love Carl. He's a sweet boy.
It's what the Kesha song is about.
I'm yelling.
I'm Timber of Carl Sonnenfeld.
I'm meeting Carl.
Timber R.E.
I want to tell a really quick story about because it relates to the song Timber and our most... the guest who's come on the most, I think, maybe besides Shane, Lisa Traeger. Mm-hmm. I did a game show in Chicago, a drinking game show, where you had to write parody songs.
Yes.
And this was circa 2016, I'd say. Or, no,
14.
No, 2014 or 2015, somewhere around there. And we had to write parody songs based on a list of songs. I picked the song Royals. And
by the aforementioned Lord.
Exactly. And Lisa picked the song Timber. I wrote out lyrics for mine. She goes, oh, I'm just going to make mine about Tinder. And she goes, it's going down. I'm going on Tinder. And then she just ran out of shit immediately. Oh my it was God. So funny.
And that was the joke that everyone made.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Lisa is obviously incredibly
hilarious.
Funny,
but yeah, but it was so funny that she just thought that, and she was like, you wrote lyrics, you motherfucker.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was a time of my life that I was desperate to be recognized for being funny, especially in Chicago. But yeah. Anyways, Carl writes, he looks like a sewer rat. And then he said, damn. Then he said, I wish he was bald. I think Carl's drunk. These are separate comments. He wrote, in conclusion, he is the wrong type of ugly and will probably win sexiest man next year.
Damn, Carl.
Savage, Carl.
Damn, that feels like you're going after John Legend right now, who we've also mentioned already. Hannah Duncan writes, Ed Sheeran is a trash person.
Whoa.
And shared an article that we simply must delve into. It's on Marie Claire. Ed Sheeran says betting Taylor Swift's squad was very easy. Oh,
whoa,
my God. He slept with squad? God
what
damn.
Is, what is that? Her friends?
You don't know about squad?
Taylor Swift's squad was a big thing.
Okay.
She invented squad.
Okay. Squad goals.
So the article says, oh, okay. seems like this is going to be unbiased. Then it says, Ed Sheeran has come a long way since his days busking around London and sleeping on couches. He sold millions of records worldwide, had a cameo in Bridget Jones's Baby, and is arguably the most famous ginger on the planet. Sorry, Rupert Grint.
And Conan. Sorry, Conan.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who's more famous, Conan or Ed Sheeran?
Angela Merkel.
Yeah, we're Angela Merkel?
From Germany.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Love.
Shouts out Germany.
Although the 26-year-old is currently
in Germany.
A relationship.
Oh, my God.
You like Jojo Rabbit for the wrong reasons. although the 26-year-old is currently in a relationship with his childhood friend, Sherry Seaborn?
Yeah, I think they're married now.
Ed has recently revealed that he used to cavort with a bevy of beautiful A-list women when he was single, thanks to Taylor Swift. Talking to Rolling Stone, Ed admitted that back when he was touring with Taylor, he found it very easy to bed the members of her girl squad. Yep, sweet little Ed Sheeran was actually a bit of a Hollywood Casanova. He told the magazine, Taylor's world is celebrity. I was this 22-year-old awkward British kid going on tour with the biggest artist in America who had all these famous mates. Oh, God. Of course, Taylor is known for her famous besties, ranging from Victoria's Secret models like Gigi Hadid and Karlie Kloss to Selena Gomez and Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne, yes. Yes. Very beautiful woman who is a lesbian. So I don't think he betted her.
I saw her on the street on the Upper West Side about 2 months ago.
Did she say anything?
Was she with Ed Sheeran?
She was with her friends. She didn't say anything to me about the podcast.
All right.
Excuse me, are you bedded easily?
ask you about Ed Sheeran.
It looks like she's also a dab hand at... Oh, she's also a dab hand at playing Wing Woman, too. It was very easy. This is a quote.
What is
it
that
was,
sentence? She's a dab hand?
I guess that's something. I don't know. That's what it says. Like, it means good, I'm assuming.
I guess.
In quotes, it was very easy. I would often find myself in situations just kind of waking up and looking over and being like, how the fuck did that happen? That's not good. Taylor, who was interviewed for the same issue of Rolling Stone, went on to confirm that the pair are still really close. We've gotten matching Scottish folds, made each other arts and crafts, Christmas presents, vacation with our families, and had each other's backs. He is the James Taylor to my... You know what? You can't defend him anymore.
You're right.
You knew the connection.
He's the James Taylor to my Carole King, and I can't imagine a time when he wouldn't be cute.
And this was from that Rolling Stone with the Boston Bomber on the cover.
I gotta say, I was kind of expecting more out of that article, Hannah. You really let us down, because Taylor didn't seem to be angry about any of this. I thought that he was going to be saying something worse.
Yeah,
it is kind of fucked up to say that, but, you know, he was 22 or whatever. I don't know. Will Carey says, Castle on the Hill is my favorite song he does. We'll listen to that next. I prefer the acoustic folk pop songs he does compared to the straight up modern pop songs. He wrote the Justin Bieber song Love Yourself and said on Howard Stern the original lyrics were fuck yourself.
Whoa.
I gotta tell you, Love Yourself is better, I think.
It's much better.
It's a way better lyric because it's passive aggressive, whereas fuck yourself is just simply aggressive.
Maybe you should go and fuck yourself. It doesn't
That's like
right.
that CeeLo shit. It's like, we don't need that. Love Yourself is better.
I just did Will Carey's podcast, by the way. Check that out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Casey McGowan writes, people say I look like him and it hurts my feelings. Go to the Facebook to look at that.
Look at that old sewer rat.
Very funny. It's so funny that he commented that after Carl's comment.
Casey's a handsome kid.
He is handsome. Casey's a good man.
He's a good man. Doesn't look like Ed Sheeran.
Nope.
I'm sure that every redhead gets that now.
Yes.
Totally.
It's, yeah,
specifically it's ratty statement. Looking ones like Casey.
No. Maybe Casey shouldn't have done that shirtless boxing photo shoot with all his blue tattoos.
Logan Cummins writes, I went with my wife to see him in concert, and I didn't really like him beforehand. He was really talented live, both playing and singing, and I was a fan by the time I left. His merch was ridiculously overpriced, though, so glad I talked my wife out of a hoodie.
Can I say this, though, that somebody who... I appreciate Logan's comment, definitely. Sure. And I think it's great to transformational insight.
Yes.
But like, how often in 2019 or 2020, whatever, does someone banking? Does someone
2020 for sure.
Yeah. 2020. Does someone
2022.
Yeah. President Klobuchar.
We'll all be eating salads with combs.
Does someone go to a concert where they don't have an opinion yet?
Well, I get it if you're going with somebody who's
he
a
went
fan.
With his wife.
So he went with his wife. Last night, I went to a show of somebody I had never heard of or seen anything from, and it was like four different groups. And the second one, I fucking loved. I was really into it. I used to do that actually a lot. I would go to show, but this is a different type of show where you're paying probably $100
like
a
stadium
ticket.
Show.
Yeah, so that is weird. And usually, I think it's pretty impressive that he became a fan after that because I feel like if I'm going to a stadium show, I'm already kind of like, I like this group, and this isn't the best way to see them, but it's going to be fun because I like the music.
That's going why you went to all those Louis C.K. shows at Madison Square Garden, right?
No, I've only seen him recently for the first time. never heard of him before. Before this, some people call it controversy.
I call it being an American.
I will also say, merch is high. Let's buy Logan's wife a hoodie. I feel guilty.
Patreon.
Let's use the Patreon. Hey, donate to the Patreon. One of the tiers will be buy Logan's wife a hoodie.
Let's do it.
Ron Trimbath writes, Ron, fix these typos, buddy. You're fucking me over. This is multiple today. Ron Trimbath writes, saw him live this summer in his hometown of Ipswich. And it was absolutely bizarre to be in a crowd of 40,000 people to watch silly-looking man who looks like everyone I went to high school with. Also, Lewis Capaldi was opening for him and suck fuck in literally every... I'm assuming you meant to say said fuck in literally every sentence.
He say suck fuck?
He said suck fuck. All right, you know what? Leave the typos, Ronnie. That one was great.
Hey, suck fuck. Lewis Capaldi.
That was originally the Ed Sheeran song was going to be called Suck Fuck Yourself.
Oh, boy.
I can see why Rihanna rejected it. That was a different one.
Damn.
Riff killed. By me.
Red light.
There should also be a red light segment.
Yeah, we just established it.
I spent my whole time in Amsterdam at the red light segment.
Is that right? let's see. Also, Ed Sheeran needs to never rap or just join the Bare Naked Ladies. Well, we don't know if we agree on that.
Someone's never heard Endgame.
So let us know if you've heard or seen Endgame. Tweet at us.
What did Jared think about Endgame? Movie?
I wonder if he saw it. I'm not sure what he thought about that. Taryn Bradley writes, sometimes I love him and sometimes I absolutely despise him. I haven't really figured out why. Taryn, you and I are on the same
page. Sounds like you, I was going to say.
Binyam Bazuna writes, there's this song he did with The Weeknd called Dark Times where he's talking about how good he is at fighting and that he woke up with another woman's... Oh, man's. That he woke up with another man's blood on his shirt.
Yeah.
Always makes me laugh. I was in typo mode. He did not make a typo. I said that.
That's an interesting song. That was like a summer or fall of 2015 song. I remember when that came out. That's maybe 16.
The Drake and Travis Scott song, Typo Mode, is terrible.
Tyler Snodgrass writes, he's written some of the most annoying songs I've ever heard in an Uber. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that earlier. Like a lot of these songs are, you overhear it in an Uber.
That's
Uber
definitely Apple. Where I've heard Shape of You for sure. Yeah.
So let's listen to the two songs that were mentioned on this thread, if that works for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody commented, Melissa Ann commented on Hannah's thing. I don't know. He's not naming names, and I'm assuming they were willing partners. I've only read this article, though. Maybe there's more. I agree, Melissa. Hannah, step up. Step up to.
Streets.
Step up to the streets. Let's see. Which songs were mentioned? There was one just now, obviously. And then Castle on the Hill. Let's hear.
Oh, yeah. Will Carey.
Let's hear.
Will Carey special.
Let's hear some of Castle on the Hill. Love it.
And it's great.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends.
Oh, I just want to share what I was. He said, when I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. When I was 6 years old, Tommy Mac gave me...
What the fuck?
Sorry, right. I thought of that.
Give me what?
You know. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass. I rolled down with the sun.
I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm
on my way. Have you heard this?
No.
Wow.
Heard this, yeah.
You haven't either?
No.
I guess I'm just...
I think you're just a fan.
Fuck.
You're a Cheerio.
Cheerio.
I just heard this like in... Like at CVS.
Really?
Yeah.
I shop local, bitch.
Yeah, Walgreens.
Sorry. Damn. I didn't know it was like that.
Tommy thinks that whatever store is near him is shopping local. There's
7-11.
A Walmart by me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I support small biz.
All right. Oh, that's not bad. I don't think I would ever seek that out or anything, but well, it's, you know, if I enjoyed his type of shit, I would absolutely listen to that bullshit.
Jesus.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, hold on a second. Your boy just got booked for a little spot. All right. What was the other song we were going to listen to? It was, I think, maybe Snodgrass posted it.
I don't remember.
Fuck. Well, let me look it up.
My
way. I gotta do everything on this.
Drive into that old country lane.
Oh yeah, Binyam wrote
Dark Times, yeah.
By the way, check out Binyam's Comedy Central digital set. He's me and him started together. He's killer.
Yeah, he's
it's
great.
Funny.
I didn't know that.
He did the first open mic. Like, no, it was my second open mic, and I kind of was giving... I was like, oh, I'll show you the ropes, kid. Like, I had done one other one, and then he murdered, and I bombed, and I felt like such a dumbass.
Yeah.
He had this killer Obama bit, because it was 2008. It was like literally when Obama was about to become president. It was killer.
So did
anyway,
he move to L.A. when you were still living in Indiana, or had you moved to Chicago?
He
already?
Moved to L.A. I think I moved to... After college, I moved to Ohio briefly, and I was supposed to move to L.A. He moved straight to L.A., and immediately like started getting shit and like doing really well. And I still lived in Indiana. I was like, well, I'm a dumbass. but no, he's really great and a good dude.
Yeah.
Check his shit out. Let's hear some of this song with him and The Weeknd. And I've already, let's see. Binyam.
Dark Times.
Dark Times.
In my dark times.
I remember this song.
All right.
This was a banger, but it is silly, I guess, when you think about. This was in a movie. This is how I know this song.
The movie was Parasite.
We were looking for Parasite.
That movie's going to be 4 years old by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, jeez. But luckily, we'll all be living with universal basic income, so we can watch it as much as we want.
Andrew Yang! Yeah. Andrew Yang!
Oh, no.
You know what I'm like? Should have seen the other guy.
Should have seen the other guy talking about, yeah.
This ain't the right time. The Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
You fall in love with me.
You should have seen it. Underrated buddy comedy. I think Blood on the Sleeve is in the chorus. Spoiler alert. You ever heard this?
Oh, this does sound familiar. It's not saying what movie this is from.
Maybe it's not.
It does sound like it's in a movie, though.
Doesn't it?
You just made a workout video and put this over.
Yeah, this might have just been in my squat compilation.
It absolutely sounds like a movie song for sure.
I was right. Fall of 2015.
I like the sound of this song.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of not really Sheeran-y, you know?
Right. It's The Weeknd, I think. It's on one of his albums.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Oh, it's in Snowfall.
I
don't know if that's a movie, though.
Just if I had to guess what Snowfall. Movie this would be.
the Snowfall.
Ed Sheeran co-penned this song with and also supplied some vocals. This is The Weeknd speaking. I wrote a song with Ed Sheeran that was kind of spontaneous, The Weeknd told GQ. He was hosting the Much Music Awards in Toronto, and I invited him and pretty much the entire award show to my condo to party. It went on until about 5 in the morning, but we didn't write the song until the next day, so you can imagine how that night went. No.
Yeah, give us some details.
I mean, it went till 5. Like, you're like, oh, we didn't even write the song until tomorrow. Yeah, I would assume. Then if you're partying, you're not like, hey, I got an idea.
Want to co-pen something? Yeah. I love your tattoos.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. All right. We are running long here. So is there one last song you'd like to hear? If not, it's okay.
I think it's okay. Yeah, I think right. I've stated my case. I've stand by my band.
Any final thoughts?
I just think just because someone is the most popular artist on the planet doesn't mean that you shouldn't give them a chance, because there's a reason they're popular and there's a reason that they make a lot of people happy.
Wow.
And that's what being an American or being British or being a human is all about.
And you think that only Americans and British people are humans.
That's interesting. Let's explore that.
That's Patreon.
Let's go to the Patreon where you defend only
Americans. Western, yeah. No, but this, yeah, I feel like I'm proud of the work we did.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm happy we don't have to give a rating, because I think I would infuriate people with mine. But
why don't we said that you didn't have to give a rating?
Well, we heard a random amount of songs.
Oh,
sure.
I'll still say 5 out of 5.
Well, you're supposed to be on 6.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2 out of 5.
Yep.
Now, right. We didn't hear the right amount of songs.
Yeah, I was surprised because I had heard a lot of those songs before. I guess it is kind of background music for me. I don't hate them. I like when Taylor Swift introduced me to him back in the day, I thought this kid's going places.
He was at an LA party.
He betted me.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I still, you know, I do. Having listened to some of this, some of it I do enjoy.
Right.
Knowing that he penned that Bieber song.
It's nice.
Honestly does make me like him more because I that's my favorite Bieber song, and I used to hate Bieber too.
Yeah.
Knowing that is kind of like, oh, he can write some shit that I do enjoy if it's not necessarily him. And the more I hear, if I let go of the resentment of my ex grinding on dudes to club
music.
Yeah,
it would be hard to let go of that, yeah.
If I am big enough to let that go,
right.
And I am.
You are. I believe.
I think I would like Shape of You. Yeah. It's just something that I may have missed me, but there's something about it that I'm not into, and I will stand by that. But I think that in a different lifetime, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Thinking?
Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud I enjoyed.
Castle on the Hill.
Castle on the Hill I was okay with. Yeah, this was very fun, and I enjoyed it. And
yeah, man.
I we're not giving reviews on this one, but mine would be a hesitantly positive review.
I'm going to give fully positive because I'm
this is going to be a pass-fail episode.
Oh, we've my
never
God.
Done that before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
I give it a pass in the good way.
Yeah. Satisfactory.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I pass as well, I guess. And Tommy also passes.
It sounded like he gave it. Yeah.
He's passing something right now.
That's true. Tommy be shitting on the show.
Tommy shit on the show. Tommy's got kidney stones.
Luke, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This was a great time. And hey, I don't know if this just puts a feather in your cap, but longest episode of the day.
Oh, of the day.
Fun we had.
Oh, what an honor.
And sure, we had time constraints for all the other ones. Yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, it was a distinct honor, and thank you for having me. It's good to be back.
So fun to have you back. We'll definitely have you again. And hey, if you could get us in touch with Alyssa to do another one as well.
I mean, she's not answering my calls, and I don't know what is really where I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to hire somebody to find out where she is. And once he gets back to me, I need some money to pay him. And then once I pay him and he gets back to me, I'll let you know.
Venmo Luke
for the private investigator,
so that we can ideally find where Alyssa is to get her back on the show.
That's right. And
back into his life.
Oh, my God.
Thanks so much, buddy. Is there anything you want to plug?
Just my Twitter, Instagram at Luke Monis, and I think that's it, man. That's at Luke Monis. That's it.
Check out Luke's shows. He's so funny.
Thanks, man.
Get Tommy's album. Who's Tommy? Check out my half hour on Comedy Central. If you have a little password, hey, give your password away to people and show it to them. I want people to see this little piece of shit that I put out.
Yeah.
Check out the Patreon, and besides that, check out Good God Comedy, by the way, if you live in New York. It's at the Sultan Room every third Tuesday of the month, except for March. Get over there. Yes, that's me and Shane Torres and Caitlin Cook and Phoebe Bottoms have a monthly show. We've had such comedians as Todd Barry, David Cross, Bonnie McFarlane, Aparna Nancherla. Once upon a time, Chris Gethard. We've had such insane names. Stavros Halkias from the Come Down podcast. It's the lineups just keep getting better. So come to that. And like I said, keep it crispy. Bye.